23,000 students at the University of Nottingham. They know what this means.
This is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Bit of space for Ben Osborne towards the edge of the penalty area. The youngster goes on and smashes it home! What a strike from Ben Osborne!
Ball 25 yards out, he's going to shoot! Oh, what a goal from John Stead!
This is URN Sport.
Good evening and welcome to the Thursday Sports Show. My name is Joe Tanner, and over the next hour we'll be bringing you everything from the week gone by in university and local sport. I am joined on the show today by Connor Higgs, Ali and Amar Mehta. We'll be discussing the University of Nottingham's Bucks results from yesterday. We'll be talking about the University of Nottingham's trip to the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield at the weekend as well, where we picked up numerous medals. We'll also be having a chat about the University of Nottingham's elite futsal team, and also we'll be covering, as always, our local football teams Nottingham Forest and Notts County. But first, without further ado, here's the Bucks roundup from this Wednesday's results in the British Universities and Colleges Sports Leagues. It was another successful Bucks Wednesday yesterday for the University of Nottingham. The Green and Gold retained their position by accumulating a 60% win ratio on a great day of matches. In American football, the first team defeated Liverpool John Moores University with a 42 away win in the Northwest, whilst it was at 3 wins out of 4 for our Babington sides. It was a wonderful Wednesday for the women's teams, with a clean sweep of victories with wins against East Anglia, Oxford Brookes and Worcester. Our basketball teams also recorded 3 wins out of a possible 4. The pick of the matches was the women's first 90-44 away win at Durham Seconds in the Cup. There were crucial wins for men's football against the men's second and third teams versus Staffordshire and Warwickshire, whilst the Force drew against Derby. Meanwhile, the women's first team lost 2-0 away at Stirling in the Cup. The women's first futsal team were involved in victories over Trent and Loughborough yesterday, while the men's seconds and thirds lost and drew against our intercity rivals. There were 5 wins out of 8 for our hockey sides, including a 3-0 win for the seconds versus Manchester firsts in the Cup. For our lacrosse teams, it was 4 out of 5 victories this Wednesday. In rugby union, the men's force drew against Trent's thirds 23-23, while our women's first defeated Manchester 22-14 in the Cup. It was 8 out of 9 victories for our squash sides, including 5-0 triumphs over Leeds and Coventry for the men's firsts and seconds. In table tennis, it was 5 out of 8 wins, and in tennis, there were 12-0 wins versus Imperial, Trent and Oxford yesterday. That's your Bucks roundup for this week. The University of Nottingham finished the day on 3,064 points, retaining third, but with Edinburgh still hot on the green and gold's tails in the overall rankings. So another successful week there for the University of Nottingham in the Bucks leagues. Connor, do any of those results and teams this week stand out for you as being the most outstanding achievers?
Yeah, I think in terms of team results, I think you can't look past the squash team winning eight of their 9 matches yesterday. The team that really stood out for me are the men's and women's first teams for lacrosse. The men's team beat the Southampton first 25-0 in the Bucks Cup, and the women's first beat Imperial first 24-1. They've both moved on to the quarterfinals of the Bucks Championship, and it's a fantastic result to get some real team points for University of Nottingham.
It's brilliant to see, isn't it, that the league form in Bucks is transferring to the cup level as well when we come to this latter half of the season. Amar, another brilliant rate of wins this week, 60% of victories. We're becoming very accustomed to seeing somewhere in the margin between 50 and 60% of wins for the University of Nottingham every single week, it would seem.
I think since I came to university, we've just been constantly going from stride to stride and improving each year. And from September, we've just, all our sports, pretty much the majority of our sports team have excelled this year. Hopefully we can continue to success into the various cup tournaments coming up in varsity.
Ali, were any of the results particularly significant for you this week?
Well, for me personally, futsal is close to my heart as I'm a member of the futsal team at the university. And I think what doesn't show with our results was a good camaraderie, seeing as the Fours haven't won a game yet this season but managed to scrape a draw against Nottingham Trent, which is clearly a big rivalry, and it was a good result for them.
Yeah, 5-5 draw in that men's fourth game against Trent Force as well. We had another game against Trent for the third team as well, a 12-2 defeat, unfortunately. Yeah. But there were numerous results that were very successful for the futsal team this week, including wins for the women. You believe they had a tournament this weekend, which would account for the fact that the women's first team actually had 4 or 5 games yesterday.
4 matches, and they won 3 out of the 4 and drew the last one, which is quite an incredible record, seeing as futsal is a very tiring sport. And playing 4 games in a row to win 3 out of the 4 is quite a result.
Yeah, fantastic week for the women's futsal teams there this week. Connor, you mentioned earlier the lacrosse sides this week doing so well. Not a sport we usually touch on that much on the Thursday Sports Show, but they were very good performers this week, 4 wins out of 5.
The women's third beat Trent's seconds as well, 7-5 at home, which again is a massive result. Always beating Trent is always a good thing. Like you say, lacrosse doesn't necessarily get a big press, but with, especially with varsity coming up, results like this for all of the lacrosse teams must be really important for them. And it's a lot of bucks points to get into the quarterfinals. And if they continue their form, by the looks of it, they're currently third. Both the men's first and the women's first are both third in Premier North leagues. If they continue that form going into the rest of the season, they look really in a good position to get some really good bucks points come the end of the season.
Amar, was there any other clubs you'd like to pick out there this week?
Yeah, I was particularly happy to see the football thirds winning their game against, I think it was Warwick seconds. They were both first and second, and the winner of that team would have become champions, and we won 3-1 and managed to get promoted. And I think we saw last season the fourths get promoted with the men's football, and this year the thirds have got promoted, and it's good to see, especially because one of my friends, Charlie Davies, plays for the thirds, and he mentioned yesterday that they put in an excellent performance against what he said was a very tough team.
Yeah, brilliant results there all around for the University of Nottingham. It's coming to the business end of the season, so to speak, where the cup results and fortunes of teams, promotions and relegations come into play. Amar, you also interviewed the women's football president last week, Sarah Orton. A mixed results there for the women's football club. The first losing 2-0 away at Stirling, the women's seconds drawing at home to Loughborough, while the thirds getting a away win at Staffordshire. But they've done so well this season, haven't they?
Well, in particular, the first and thirds have done incredibly well. They were both unbeaten until this week, and obviously with the first losing. But that was a cup game, and I think after speaking to Sarah, she would have been extremely disappointed to see them lose. But they're still unbeaten in the league, and I think they've got a lot to play for there. The seconds are fighting to stay up, and they got promoted last year. So I think they'll be satisfied with the point against Loughborough just to keep them floating above the relegation zone. And obviously it's great to see the thirds get a win away from home at Stratfordshire against their first team, and they seem to have continued their good run, and I think they got promoted as well. So
hi, this is Jeff Selling from Sky Sports, and you're listening to URN Sport.
Cheers for that, Jeff. Yes, you are listening to us on URN Sport on this Thursday evening. Now, we just discussed the Bucks Wednesday results, and now we're going to move on to discuss the Bucks National Championships, which the University of Nottingham were competing in across the weekend in Sheffield, where hundreds of athletes from the Green and Gold made the short journey up to South Yorkshire to compete in the higher education sport competition. A number of sports competed, including athletics, badminton, judo, karate, fencing and trampolining, as well as climbing too, across locations in Sheffield at the weekend. One of our most successful clubs over the weekend was badminton, who managed 3 gold medals, including a gold in the women's singles for Li Liangyang, who defeated Lydia Chia of Derby to claim the medal in that, whilst Hilda Ho and Vanessa Chien reached the final of the women's doubles to claim silver. Yang also picked up a bronze in the mixed doubles with Rohan Mida in a thrilling finale on court in the EIS. Now, here is what Coach Martin Lewis had to say prior to the weekend's matches of badminton in the English Institute of Sport.
This is URN Sport.
Okay, so I'm joined here at the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield with Martin Lewis, the head of performance badminton at the University of Nottingham. So, Martin, what are you hoping for from this weekend in terms of the University of Nottingham's badminton players?
We have quite a big squad here this week who have all prepared really well for this week, so all I'm after from each of them is the best performance that they can give. Results will take care of themselves. We have some good chances to actually gold medal, as well as, you know, a couple of other medals. Not really set a target of how many medals we want, but as long as they take care of the performances themselves, the medals will follow.
Now, the badminton club is doing really well as a whole this season. I know that the women's teams, most of them are top of the table in Bucks. You've also, of course, had the AJ Bell win last week, which was terrific for the elite side. Are you looking for the team to carry that form and that good form that's been
persistent throughout the season into this competition.
For sure, momentum's everything, and all these players who are part of this Bucks weekend have that momentum from the NBL final win. But also, yes, the ladies' teams have done really, really well this year. Still going, of course, with cup competitions, but also the men's side of it as well. They're doing great. A couple of dodgy performances from the men's seconds and thirds, but I'm very pleased with how they've done, and it's only a reward from the commitment that the players have shown to 6:45 training in the morning to late training at night as well. So it's all down to them. There's a coaching team in place to assist them and guide them, and that's all we do. Those guys do it themselves, and they prepare themselves best for these competitions.
Now, just a word on one of your players to watch for this weekend, Lilian Yang, who did so well at the AJ Bowl final last week. What are you expecting from her this weekend in particular?
Like I said, the performance, if she can concentrate on the performance, she's certainly a gold medal chance. The gold medalist from last year, Lydia from Derby, Lilian played her only in 3 weeks ago in the final in Iceland in an international competition, and Lilian came out on top. So there's definitely the level there. She's seeded number one. Pressure will be on her, and it's how she reacts to that. She's prepared very well for it, and just hope she brings her A game, and let's see where that takes us.
Now, just a word finally on the badminton club as a whole. How have you, in your time at the University of Nottingham, have you seen the club grow as a whole?
It's grown a hell of a lot, There's a lot more performance-minded players now who commit to the training, and that's a culture change that was wanted from the university, and I'm glad to see that that's happening and in place now, and it's great that we're being talked of around the UK now as one of the universities to come to for badminton, and that is only good for us to keep growing and growing and growing. That's what I want from the club, that's what the club wants, and you know, that's it's going from strength to strength, so yeah, it's great.
This is URN Sport.
That was Martin Lewis. You heard there the head of performance badminton at the University of Nottingham. So guys, it was a really successful weekend at the Bucks Nationals for our badminton club. Li Liangyang demonstrating again her quality after her instrumental displays in the AJ Bell final win against Team Derby the other week. Connor, is the badminton club at a stage now where they can attract real quality and players, not just with the facilities at the David Ross Sports Village, the fact that they've got this National Badminton League side as well, which has won the AJ Bell trophy this year, but also just the strength and depth? I mean, three medals on a weekend, a bronze, silver and a gold for the women's singles, the mixed doubles and the women's doubles as well. It just shows you what strength and depth there is in that side.
Yeah, I think this isn't just something that's occurred sort of in the last sort of 2 or 3 months. This is something that's been building for at least the last 12 months with the setup they had in place. Even before the David Ross Sports Village, they had a really good facility, they had a really good team spirit. You can tell when going to matches that they really cared about, you know, making sure they got the result, but also as a team they really worked well together. As much as it's come good, and I know that the Nottingham Badminton team won the AJ Bell trophy as well, which is a fantastic achievement, but this has been coming for a long time. As was said in the interview, they're all top of their leagues. This is a huge team effort that's been not just this year, but you know, 2 or 3 years coming in terms of getting the right people in the right positions and getting the right level of coaching around. So it's nice, to having followed it, to just see the recognition they deserve and being able to get the results that we know that they can achieve.
Absolutely, it's that factor of the women's teams doing so well in Bucks and transferring to competitions like the Nationals and Cup competitions and the AJ Bell as well. Amara, Li Liangyang, who was so successful at the Nationals, she is a Malaysian international, but also a student. Do you think that gives students at the University of Nottingham inspiration to go and want to achieve things in sport, not just for the badminton players, but in sport generally, the fact that she is a student and yet she's an elite team player as well?
Yeah, I think we've seen over the last 3-4 years the level of sport at Nottingham has increased, and especially with the David Ross Sports Village, it'll just continue to increase with the facilities that we've got, and especially the badminton facilities. I think a large part of the reason we've seen such a success, especially in badminton, is because of our sister campuses in Malaysia and in China. We've seen at an international level, the Asian countries tend to dominate the racket, indoor racket sports like badminton, table tennis, and squash, and we're able to almost import these talents from China and Malaysia. Like Connor said, the excellent coaching setup that's been building over the last 2-3 years has been a massive help, and I just think it's great to see badminton doing so well, especially in terms of a national level. It's been cut in fundings.
Yeah, fantastic performance there by the University of Nottingham Badminton Club at the Bucks Nationals this weekend with 3 medals picked up. Now, there were numerous medals across the board at the Bucks Nationals, 12 in total, including 3 for judo, a couple for karate as well, 1 in trampolining, and a bronze in athletics, which we'll focus on now, with American sports scholar Tatum Souza, who competed in the heptathlon over the course of last weekend, and here is my interview with her, which I conducted on Friday prior to events over the weekend. So I'm joined here by Tatum Souza at the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield here today. Tatum, disappointment not to get into the final, obviously, but what positives can you take from your performance today on the track?
Well, it's been nice to finally just start my season and get breakout and get a good starting time. I am disappointed I didn't make the finals, but I have a lot more events to go, and so I guess got to move on, I guess, a little bit.
Yeah, you've got 4 events left to come over the course of this weekend, and your preparation for the championships has been good, I'm hearing. So what are you most fancying your chances for in terms of the events?
Ooh, to be completely honest, I don't know. I know I qualified 2nd in shot put today, and so that event should go pretty well. I don't even know where I stand in the other events, but I would like to. PR is always nice, so that would be the goal. And I hope our relay team can do really well, because that'd be really fun.
And what's the kind of buzz like at the moment within the athletics team at the University of Nottingham with these championships happening here in Sheffield?
Yeah, everyone seems to be really excited and really supportive. It's nice to be a part of a team that's all cheering each other on and really concerned with how well you're doing. And our team captains have been really on top of it and really professional and making sure that everyone has what they need. And that's much appreciated when you're coming my first time internationally for our school competing. So it's been really a pleasure to have such a great team to come here with.
Now, I'm hearing this is your first Bucks Championships that you've attended. What's the kind of atmosphere like? Have you found the buzz around the place to have all these universities competing in one place?
It's really interesting. I've never been a part of anything quite like this. Maybe it's pretty similar, though, to like a dual meet or a quad meet in the U.S., something like that, where you just have multiple universities coming together, all different ranges of talent level, and it's really fun and interesting, and it keeps you on your toes. And like today, we had no idea what would make finals and hurdles, and so you just had to run and hope for the best. And so, yeah, it's been really cool. I like it.
This is URN Sport.
That was Tatum Souza there, an athletics sports scholar who joined me on Friday prior to the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield at the weekend. She was unfortunately crippled by injuries in the long jump, high jump, and also the 4x200m relay in her competition over the weekend. But a bronze in the shot put is certainly a medal to be proud of, adding to the massive medal haul for the University of Nottingham at the Bucks Nationals. Amar, Tatum is a sports scholar at the University of Nottingham. Does the fact that there's been an increase in sports scholars this year in particular, and previously as well, add to the fact that the University of Nottingham is really taking a sort of comprehensive approach to performance sport?
Yeah, I think the fact that we've got so many scholars, not just in athletics, but just in a lot of the sports, helps with our performances and performance sports, like you said. But I also feel like getting these sports scholars in has a negative impact on normal students coming into the university. I know my 2 housemates, who both play basketball and American football, have complained a lot about coaches favouring the scholars, because obviously naturally they tend to be better than the students that are coming in.
For me personally, I think that it's great to get these people coming in on scholarships, and having someone of that level and that skill, you know, you hear stories in professional teams of these really, 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 really good players who are able to help develop other players and bring them to another level. And I think that bring these people in out on scholarship terms. Yes, understandably, certain people will sort of say someone who may have gone into the first team then goes into the second team, you know. But that's just it's almost for the right mindset, for people with the right mindset. Surely it's a reason to try and strive to be better and to follow the example of this person who has come in, to say, you know, this is what you can do with this great level of hard work.
Another person on the Athletics team, as well as Tatum Souza, over the course of the weekend was Jack Miller, who I spoke to, who came seventh in his 3,000-meter race on the Athletics track in the English Institute of Sport in Sheffield. Here is what he had to say on his race and also the whole Athletics team's competition over the course of the weekend.
Okay, so I'm joined here at the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield by Jack Miller, who ran in the 3,000-meter events at the Bucks Nationals for the University of Nottingham. Jack, how did you find the race today?
It was really tough because I ran in the heat yesterday, so it's only 24 hours to recover, and the legs are still feeling a bit heavy from that. But yeah, it went off quite slow, and then gradually the pace picked up, and yeah, it was really hard work towards the end, but just had to keep pushing on.
You finished in a remarkable seventh place considering the level of competition there on the track. Are you happy with your finishing position?
Yeah, really, really happy. Like yesterday, I just thought maybe if I have a good run, I'll make the final. And then, so I made the final, went back to the hotel, thought, was amazed that I was in the final to start with. So I just thought anything today was a bonus. So yeah, really happy with seventh because, yeah, never expected that.
And the Athletics team as a whole during this Bucks Nationals, I know that one of the ones to watch at the start of the competition, Tatum Souza, has been crippled with injuries, but how do you think the team has performed as a whole at the Bucks Nationals this year?
Yeah, I'm really pleased with how everyone's performed. I think there's been a lot of PBs, a lot of like best performances this year, a lot of people getting really close to their PBs, and I think that's the main thing really. You can't ask any more than just to run the best that you've run, so that's really pleasing. And then we've had lots of people making semi-finals, lots of people making finals, so yeah, really good performance all around, I think.
And how about the UN Athletics team as a whole this season? How are the club doing in general?
Yeah, club's going really well. So we had the Bucks cross country was 2 weeks ago. The men's team came fifth there, so that was a really big improvement. I think the best the club's come for 10, 12 years. And then the women are doing really well too. So next for us is Bucks Outdoors, which is in a couple of months' time. So it's about preparing for that. And yeah, everything's going well there.
Jack Miller there at the Bucks Nationals in Sheffield 2017. Thank you very much for joining us.
Great. As well as the Bucks Nationals at the weekend, we also had an elite futsal game on at the David Ross Sports Village last night, where our futsal team were in a 7-2 defeat to Loughborough as they pushed for a playoff place in the Elite Futsal League. Ali, you're a part of the futsal club at the University of Nottingham. How have the elite side got on this season as a whole?
Well, it's been a great season for them because they were currently pushing for a playoff place, but I think that might be beyond them now after last night's result. The team was in good spirits going into the game, looking to try and get that playoff place, and a lot of the futsal team, the Bucks team, were down there to support, and we were all there thinking that there was a strong chance. And it was a fairly even game, to be fair, just a very physical futsal game, which you don't see often. Two yellow cards and a red card, making the game very interesting, and a bad injury to the University of Nottingham's goalkeeper Nathan Jones, who was down for a good 10 minutes while receiving treatment, which it changed the game really, and Loughborough got in and scored two quick goals after that, and that was when the game was beyond the University of Nottingham futsal team.
Improving year upon year, though, like many of our elite squads here at the University of Nottingham, what do you put the success of the team down to? Do you think it's a very talented pool of players, good coaching, or a combination of those two factors, among other things?
I think it's a combination of the two, mainly just a growing interest in the sport of futsal as well, because apparently in the first year of futsal at the University of Nottingham 7 years ago, there were only about 7 or 8 trialists, whereas at the trials at the start of this year there were a few hundred, which is a vast improvement. Further to this, we've got a professional futsal coach, Roger Augusto, who's coached many teams from Portugal, including, I believe, Benfica and Lisbon. So a vast knowledge of the game has really improved the team standard. He's been teaching even the Bucks fours some great plays to try in matches, and that's really helped across the board.
Now, I know that a lot of the elite futsal league teams around the country, like Birmingham's team at the start of the year when the University of Nottingham played them at the David Ross Sports Village in September or October, they had a lot of foreign imports playing for them on their team. Is that something that the University of Nottingham have considered and tried to do?
I'm not sure whether it's been considered, but I'm sure there's been some recruitment going on because we have got an academy as well. But I think what makes our team, the University of Nottingham Super League team, quite special is that the team is mainly built up of University of Nottingham students. I mean, there are a couple of externals. We have a Cypriot national futsal player, but he is a student as well. And I think the university will try and keep it to students for now, but in the future I can see more imports coming in and getting into the Super League team. But that can only improve the Bucks teams as well, building competition for Super League spaces.
Hi, I'm Paul Merson, Asbin footballer, and you are listening to URN Sport.